Welcome to Twist for the week of January 30th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. The state legislative sessions are underway in many states, and as always, there are proposals in certain separate reporting states to move to combined reporting. In Maryland, House Bill 46 would adopt mandatory unitary combined reporting effective for tax years beginning after December 31, 2024. The default filing methodology for the combined group would be worldwide filing, but combined groups would be allowed to make an election to file on a water's edge basis. In Pennsylvania, Senate Bill 161 would adopt water's edge combined reporting for tax years beginning after December 31, 2023. The water's edge group would include certain members incorporated in or doing business in certain enumerated tax haven jurisdictions. In addition to the bills that would implement combined reporting, there are bills pending in Hawaii, Oregon, and New Hampshire that would adopt a worldwide combined reporting methodology. In other news, the Illinois Independent Tax Tribunal recently addressed whether an amended return was timely filed during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. Under Illinois law, a taxpayer can provide competent evidence to prove the date a return was mailed if the postmark is absent, illegible, or erroneous. The taxpayer wished to offer an affidavit identifying the steps taken to have the amended return signed and mailed with sufficient postage as evidence that the return was filed in a timely manner. The department, on the other hand, asserted that the taxpayer could offer evidence of timely mailing only in instances when the return was not received or there was a mailing envelope without a legible postmark, which was not the case here. The tribunal ruled in the taxpayer's favor and concluded that the taxpayer had presented unrebutted evidence of timely mailing that was reasonable and credible in the context of the highly unusual circumstances surrounding business and governmental operations during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. Finally, the Texas Comptroller Tax Policy Division recently published a policy letter confirming that a taxpayer may not amend a franchise tax report for an out-of-statute report period to create a research and development credit carry forward for use in an open report year. Thank you for listening to Twist this week, and stay well.